Today, we celebrate the feast of St. Anthony of Padua, patron of lost things and doctor of the church. In Padua, he is simply called the saint. Born into a noble family at Lisbon, Portugal, in 1195, on August 15th, it is believed, and baptized Fernando. The man we would come to know as St. Anthony was 15 years old when he entered the canons regular of St. Augustine. He was trained for the priesthood in Coimbra, in the monastery of the Holy Cross, and ordained at the age of 24. His early prospects strongly suggested an academic career as a philosopher and theologian. He desired a more severe religious life, however. The turning point came in 1220, when the remains of five Franciscan missionaries tortured and killed in Morocco reached the Church of the Holy Cross. Fernando decided to leave the Augustinian canons and follow in the footsteps of Francis of Assisi, choosing then to be called Anthony, in imitation of the great desert father of that name. He nurtured a powerful missionary zeal, on the strengths of which he set out for Morocco. He took sick, however, and forced to rest. He could not preach. There was nothing for it but to return to Italy. The ship carrying him was severely damaged at sea, though Anthony reached Sicily, where he was treated for his illness. In 1221, he reached Assisi, where Francis had summoned all his friars. This was his chance to meet Francis in person. Theirs is a straightforward encounter, in which Anthony's decision to follow Christ in the Franciscan way was confirmed. He was sent to Romagna, to the hermitage of Monte Paolo, where he would be mainly devoted to prayer, meditation, penance, and humble work. In September 1222, Anthony was invited to preach in Forli. There, his gifts as a preacher would be on full display. His words revealed profound biblical knowledge and simplicity of expression. In the words of Lisidua, the first biography of St. Anthony, his tongue, moved by the Holy Spirit, began to excogitate many arguments with ponderation in a clear and concise manner. From that moment, Anthony began a stint as an itinerant preacher in northern Italy and the south of France, preaching the gospel to people and countries often confused by the heresies of the day. He spared no words of correction for the moral decay of some church members either. The following year, in Bologna, he found himself in charge of the theological training of friars in formation. Francis himself gave Anthony the task, in a letter authorizing him to teach and recommending that he not neglect prayer. On June 13, Antonio was caught up in a hurricane. He realized that his time was near, and he desired to die in Padua. He was transported in a wagon drawn by oxen, but died at Arcella, a settlement just outside the city. Debtor to the thought of St. Augustine of Hippo, Anthony throughout his whole life lived the harmony of mind and heart, seeking the wisdom of speculation and practicing virtue, equally dedicated to study and prayer. Today, let's remember St. Anthony of Padua as he, in his lips, as he expired, whispered the words, "I see my Lord." And remember, heaven is our goal.